Hearing nothing. As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate what happens on this repeater. Please visit AMRON.com to learn about the AMRON protocol for emergencies, and visit the AMRON YouTube page as a great resource for staying up to date with emergency communication, the latest radio and equipment reviews, and digital comms. Explore and define your communication skills, friends, and now, more than ever, we're finding out we need it as we go. This is week 232 of the AMRON Net. AMRON stands for the American Radio Operators Network, and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. And I do spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 Project off the repeaters, and that's with the TMS FRS3, MERS3, CB3, or Ham Simplex 146.420. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of the set. As a reminder, this is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at www.soamron.com for local information, as well as the early check-in form, which is located on the main page. For AMRON or any radio questions that aren't answered during the net or on the website, and to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. And again, that is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly, and we do want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including the children. The only expectation we have is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness, helping each other. Okay, so one of the things we do is we have the AMRON Net Word of the Week, and that's to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. It's really important for all the operators in the radio at all times and levels of emergency. So that's really what this is about, getting the word out and making sure it's clear. This word is going to be a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it at check-in if you choose not to. To save time, we're not going to open it up for discussion. Okay, get ready to write this down. The net word of this week is Zechariah 4:10. And I say again, the net word of the week is Zechariah 4:10. And I spell Z-E-C-H-A-R-I-A-H, and the numbers 4:10.